Okay, good afternoon. This is the Yak Elementary School Special Board Meeting on May 2nd, 2025. Time is 3:46 p.m. Notice of this meeting has been given as required by law, both by online notice and by posting. So we have all three board members present, Dave, myself, and Pam and Ken. And we have one guest, Bob Zacchio, and our district clerk, Diane Danny. We don't need to concern ourselves with previous minutes or anything because this is a special meeting for the sole purpose of considering doing a first reading of Policy 5505, Teacher-Based Pay Incentive Funding.
Let's vote this on this first issue first.
What is it?
This is the change of the job, the addition to the job description for the district clerk that includes student records.
Okay.
And I just need a vote. You guys read it over and agreed to that, but we didn't vote last time.
Oh, okay.
There was no vote. And we got to have a vote.
I move that we accept the change to the district clerk job description to meet the STARS Act requirement.
I second it.
All right. I concur. That'll be unanimous. Next item on the agenda is Policy 5505, first reading. In this policy, it's on the teacher-based pay and incentive funding under the STARS Act. It's the definitions. Our teacher means an individual holds a class 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, or 7 license issued by Montana Office of Public Instruction under rules adopted by the Montana Board of Education. And B is employed by the district in an instructional position requiring teacher licensure. Paragraph 2, teacher average pay means the total compensation paid by the district to all teachers employed by the district, not including bonuses, stipends, or extended duty contracts, divided by the total full-time equivalent teachers employed by the district. 3. Teacher base pay means the lowest salary for a full-time equivalent beginning teacher for the current year in accordance with this policy, not including bonuses, stipends, or extended duty contracts. 4. Full-time equivalent teacher means a teacher who is contracted for the entire academic year, fulfilling professional responsibilities throughout all periods of the day when the district offers instruction. This includes time spent preparing for classes, delivering instruction, mentoring others, and performing other duties set forth in the teacher's job description and employment contract. Competitive teacher base pay. The Board of Trustees will take necessary steps to ensure the district satisfies the legislative goal for competitive base pay of teachers as set forth in 29.324 of the MCA as follows. 1. The teacher base pay shall be equal to at least 11 times the quality educator and qualified staff payment amount provided in section 20-9-306 MCA. And 2. Teacher base pay shall not be less than the following percentages of teacher average pay in the prior fiscal year. A, in fiscal year 2026, not less than 62%. Fiscal year 2027, not less than 64%. C, in fiscal year 2028, not less than 66%. In fiscal year 2029, not less than 68%. And E, in fiscal year 2030 and succeeding fiscal years not less than 70%. That's the entire amount of the policy. And we've had our first reading. Is there any comment from anyone on the board? Okay. Any public comment?
No.
Okay. Our next meeting will be a second reading of this tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for May 3rd at 10 a.m. Notice has already been given electronically for that. And so, is there any other public comment at all? Okay. Anything else from Pam?
Not from me.
Ken? All right. We'll be in adjournment at 3:53.
So used to
All right, that's it.